This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we're back with you for our final hour. Glad you could be with us on a Monday evening. Obviously, a lot going on around the sports world. Certainly over at Hard Rock Stadium, where the Dolphins are playing this evening against the Titans. And tonight, we've had just an outstanding guest list that will take right up until the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. We talked high school. We talked college. Talking a lot about everything that's going on. One of the teams in South Florida trying to recapture those glory years are the Miami Southridge Spartans, and certainly Coach Pierre Sinatus, wherever he's been, under the Ice Harris coaching tree and everywhere he's been very successful in helping to turn programs around. And I know they embrace that down in South Miami Heights, where Miami Southridge is off to a 5-1 start. And Coach Sinatus is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy Monday night for you, but thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Nah, no problem. Larry Bluestein, the legend. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, I'm here. I'm here on a Monday evening talking to somebody who's on that verge of being a legend. I know those people down in, you know, and in the Southridge area and Goulds and the entire area. They've been waiting for Southridge to be relevant once again. And talk about the process, because I know when you came in, I mean, talent was there, but you also had a lot of kids that were going to other programs that belonged at your schools and And I know that was a big part of this that you and I talked over the last couple of years. Now you got a lot of kids who live in that area, grew up in that area, have family who attended that school that are now in place. Talk about that.
You hit it right on the head, Larry. We talked about aligning our vision, our mission statement. You know, we're getting incredible support from that community, our administration. We're all aligned, and we're getting that, you know, that natural talent coming back to Southridge. They're enrolling. Our enrollment is skyrocketing, and then we're getting the numbers coming back out. You know, we're close to 100 student athletes playing football at Miami Southridge Senior High School. And then you talk about an incredible support in the building with faculty and staff and coaches. You know, myself in the building. I have our office coordinator, Travis Moore, who's doing incredible jobs in the building. Nicholas Rodriguez is in the building as well, an offensive line coach. Mike Ragosa, our defensive line coach, is in the building. Kamari Gamble, former student athlete, University of Florida standout, is in the building. And so you have Slim Bryant. So we're getting support from the school and the community and our incredible, incredible staff. And, you know, you just talk about Coach Smith and Coach Davis, Jason Davis, the Southridge alumni, Campbell, the all Southridge former athletes that are coaching now on the staff, like I said, Gamble and Mamba Jones, all former student athletes that walk the halls, that know the community and the student athletes, and they're paying it forward. And it's just been an incredible, incredible season that we're on.
You make a great point, and I think that maybe you pass by it quickly, is all the coaches that you have that are on staff that actually teach in the building are in the building. And you don't find that at a lot of schools.
Oh, no.
You know, there could be a couple of yourself and maybe one or two others at the most. How valuable is it? Because you know as well as I do that, you know, everything revolves around what happens in the classroom as well. And if these kids are acting up or, you know, they're not doing the schoolwork that they should, you know, sometimes these teachers don't have any recourse but to go to administration. Now with the coaches in the building and yourself in the building, they could come to you and you could iron it out before it becomes a problem. Because that's part of discipline. And you guys, and I know wherever you've been and you learned this, you know, from being around some great coaches like Coach Ice Harris. Talk about that, because you know everything begins with discipline. And some kids, you know, grow up and probably go an entire 9-10 years of school without ever having discipline in their life. And they all run the, you know, as we call it, the tail wagging the dog. They get to do whatever they want. There's no limits put on them. But then they learn to be successful. You have to be part of a team. You have to put that individual stuff behind you.
I mean, and you're talking about what we preach again. When we talk about being aligned, you start building that process and having, you know, those pillars. We talk about the integrity component, and we hold them accountable. And having those men, you know, go to college, come back with degrees, and they're in various positions, from teachers to paraprofessionals to substitutes, but they're actively involved, and they know the value of being there and being a support mechanism for our young men. And we talk about mental health now. It's just not training. It's just not about moving weights and doing ladder drills and ball drills. They're vested in this community with these men, and it starts from our administration, our principal, who has that vision as I do, and our athletic director, and it kind of seeps down into, you know, the faculty and staff. And now you have alumni coming back, and they're putting their mouth where their money's at, and they're putting a lot of time into our program, and you're seeing it reap the benefits on the field, like you said, with some wins.
Yeah.
As we play our these teams, and again, the student athletes coming back and being excited to play at Southridge, knowing that they're going to be supported not just from their head coach, but from everybody around them. They're getting a real experience, and you know, we're getting 2,000 fans in the stands, and you know, we're building a buzz and electricity around it, and we'll do all the, you know, we're getting the prep zone camps that you guys run. We're going to be actively, you know, just understanding that they're going to be visible. They're going to be, you know, and have hands on, and they're going to have that structure. And the parents are excited about that as well, because I think the parents just get inundated in this society now where you want to appease, and they're just busy trying to, you know, get them to point A and B and make sure that they're safe. And safety and security is a premium. And so sometimes you bend and you allow them to have more leeway. And here comes this structured organization of men who know how difficult it is to be successful on Friday, and these young men who want to be successful on Saturday, what it takes. And so we're able to kind of be that meeting, like you said, and be the rigor for them, and not only the rigor, but also the discipline that they may not have always consistently had. And so that's part of the process that we're seeing, and we're seeing our young men, you know, go to Saturday and being successful on Saturdays as we, you know, get those guys out from junior colleges, Division II, III, NAIA schools. And, you know, that's the mission. It's just not about wins on Fridays. It's about making sure that we have guys going to the military services, they're going to post-secondary education, and they're really gaining from being part of the organization.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Pierre Sonatas joining us, Miami Southridge. And the good thing that you just mentioned, too, you know, you take a look at where you go during the off season, and you're one of the type of coaches and the staff that prescribes to the fact that what happens in May, June, and July definitely reflects on what happens in October, November. And certainly you guys put in a lot of time. Talk about that, because you're not only you get to travel with each other and the kids get the chance to learn one another, but you compete against some really top-notch teams, whether it's here or Orlando or you know, upstate, or you know, I know in the past you guys went out of state. Talk about that, because I know that, you know, if you come, you know, from a lot of great coaches, they'll always tell you, the Mark Wandolos, the Ice Harrises, Walt Frazier's, that what you put in the off season, you're going to get out now.
Oh, definitely. And that's why I think we're prepared for the moments, because we've been in so many situations, from, like you said, the prep zone combines. We want to test you. Are you legitimately, we're going to compare apple to apple. So let's get on the clocks. Let's get on the Vertimer machines and see what we can do. And that's just a snapshot of the picture. Then we go into, you know, combines, and then from 7-on-7, and we hit the wrestling mats, we hit the track, we have guys playing basketball. And spring football is a focal. We had our second annual Black and Red on Gould's Park, like you talked about, getting into the community and being visible at that point, where now these kids are, you know, a lot of them play in the Gould's Park or Richmond, and they played against each other. And so it's cool to go into the community, have an inner squad, not just on your practice field or your home field, but to go out in the community and do that. And then in the summer, like you said, go to Miami, go to Florida, we went to states of like Georgia, Alabama, South and North Carolina. Some of the young men were able to go on their own. And then we come back and we do an FCA camp at Lakeland, and we get back into a padded environment, and we play against 9 other top teams across the state of Florida. And we compete for several days, and we're able to eat together, come together and kind of grow together. And that's kind of a mini camp, training camp window for us, where we get to be physical and we get to teach, and we also get to bond and grow. And then here comes the, you know, training camp window for the FHSA. And so we're spending a lot of time. And I think that's kind of, you know, you're seeing some of the chemistry and you're seeing some of the attributes of putting that time into your craft come out.
Yeah.
And when those adverse situations are hitting, these guys have the resilience, they have the muscle memory to fight through. And that's why we're having some of the six we're having into year three.
And you make, and obviously you bring up another great point about, you know, the padded camps, because you spend a lot of the, you know, month of June and maybe even into July going to those line camps where the kids usually wear shells, or you go to an opportunity to go to the 7-on-7s where, you know, it's just shorts and T-shirts. But then having an opportunity to go to those padded camps, and I remember, Coach, the first one I went to, FAU used to host them when Dale Williams was the line coach there, and they started those out, and you'd have like marquee teams, like I said, you know, I mean, it, when Hallandale was really good, they would come, and Delray Heritage and Belle Glade Central and a lot of those programs that, and you sit there and you're in the month of July and you say to yourself, wow, is this legal? I mean, because, I mean, you get after it. The kids don't understand. The parents don't understand. But how beneficial is that? Obviously, you want to guard against injury, but you got to also be ready for the season, which is just around the corner. How helpful are those to you?
It's incredibly. I mean, it's an F5 blueprint, like you talk about Coach Ice Harris' vision, going back to Lubbock days and going back to the University of Central Florida with O'Leary, and then going through those when they were allowed to have teams from Florida and Georgia come down, and we'd wail on each other for 4 or 5 days at a time against some of, you know, all teams from across multiple states. And now it's FHSA kind of gives you a structured tag off, more structured environment. But again, it's invaluable because you're seeing, you can see a wing tee, you can see a spread tempo, you can see, you know, a power, you know, team that's going to run power, and you'll see teams that wide open spread and they're going a million miles an hour. And you're going to have, and there's no preparation. There's no weeks of, you know, you don't have a week of tape and a game planning. You're literally on the fly, and you get to see the physical toughness and mental toughness of your team. And they have to adjust physically, the rigor of practicing in the summer is very different, because we do all the 7-on-7. We can go to Miami, we go to Sling and Shoe, we go to UCF 7-on, and all the local teams that have them, you know, the local guys, the NFL guys that come down and they do their events as well, which are super awesome. Our kids truly enjoy it, and I think that's what makes our kids so talented in the state, that we get thousands and thousands of reps. You see the quarterbacks' growth and progression now, not just ours, who's an outstanding young quarterback. A lot of teams have tremendous quarterbacks because they're just getting so much reps and so much practice in it. So we value that as well. So for us, there's value to other teams. You know, don't love the 7-on, but we do. But there's nothing like playing football together when you have your lines, you have your six-man protection. Can you pick up a blitz? Can you physically pick yourself up, you know, over and over again and fight through the nicks and pains, the thumbs, the knees, the physicality of the sport, and persevere through and also make the adjustment? And, you know, and it slows down. The more repetitions you get in it, you know, it does slow. I think our maturation's happening. I think the game is slowing for a lot of our young men, because the only thing that gets us better, we talk about all the time, and you see it, is repetition reps. You know, you just get 5 or 10 reps in a, you know, 48-minute high school game. How many reps do you truly get? So anytime we can give our guys live repetition against quality opponents, it's a win-win. And, you know, colleges evaluate it. Those universities are there observing it as well. So for us, we see the value of it, and we want to give our guys experiences. Like I said, not everybody's going to go to, you know, Miami or Notre Dame or, you know, Stanford or Yale or Harvard. So we want to make sure our guys do get a full high school experience. And if this is the end of their, you know, football span, you know, that they were able to really, you know, see it at all levels, you know, and have a great, great experience and be truly successful in what they're looking for, their value of success. You know, which is growth and having great friendships and great memories and great experiences. And so all those things are kind of what our program tries to bring to the table for our guys.
Definitely. 5 straight wins, 5-1 record, a district title, which I know means nothing if you don't advance in the playoffs. I know that.
Yes, sir.
But being with Homestead, who has advanced to the state championship game the last 2 years, obviously they set the bar. You beat them 2 out of the last 3 years. Now you close up with Edison, Southwest, and South Dade in the regular season. All obviously winnable games, setting yourself up for the playoffs. Talk about that, because now you get into a situation where the kids need to stay up and stay focused, because most likely you're going to get maybe two home games in the playoffs, which will give you a great boost.
No, that's what we're looking for. I mean, we get, like, we're the only, you know, we get to actually walk into Southridge Park. Just the location right there on our property. So we get to actually, you know, be at home, which is another exciting advantage for us. And, you know, we want to, you know, always highlight and spotlight that. And so that's a huge advantage for us going into the playoffs. And locally, like you said, we still have South Dade on schedule. We still have Southwest on schedule. So we still get to focus on the South, which we really have, you know, we've been screaming at for 3 years. We want to really put our footprint and mark and play each other and compete the right way against our local high schools in our backyard that we can throw a rock and hit. And so that's an outstanding, you know, and that's fun for Friday nights when you have, like I said, 1,500, 1,200, 2,000, you know, fans and parents and bands and cheerleaders celebrating each other and, you know, shaking hands at the end of a game that, you know, these young men, you know, live next to each other.
Yeah,
you know,
no
doubt. They'll walk by each other at Publix or their little brothers play youth football against each other. And so the bragging rights mean a lot and it's super cool. And we still have the county championship, the GMAC game, that we're looking forward to playing in as well. So that'll be that last game. And we're on the run. And like you said, it's awesome that we're able to – and you tip your hat to Homestead, and, you know, a really, really quality team. Like you said, it's difficult to go to, you know, a state run and finish, you know, in that position in 2 years in a row to go to state.
No doubt.
That gives you a mark of what kind of team they have and what kind of resilience and what kind of athletes they have on their field. And so we're able to knock them off at, you know, at Harris Field.
That's big.
You know, there's a big win behind ourselves, and we're looking forward to Miami Edison team with Luther Campbell's going to have those guys really primed and ready to go. He has a huge event with plenty of supporters coming out, and that's going to be a huge game at Travis Powell this Saturday. And so it's on to the next one. It's Dade County football, on to the next one. They're not going to get they're going to come and try to knock us off our high horse.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us this evening. You know how I feel about you. A hard worker, somebody who's dedicated, and we'll talk soon.
And Larry, thank you for everything. Again, keep all the great work. He's spotlighting our South Florida athletes and programs. We appreciate
you. Good stuff.
Good night.
Thank you. Coach Pierre Sinatis, Southridge High School, 5-1, 5-1, have an opportunity to do some great things. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, Jeremy Passmore from FIU joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.